Jim is here. You'll have till 40. Go ahead.
Right. Thank you. Jim Stafford, thank you so much for doing this interview.
Well, hello, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've been a fan of yours since Wildwood Weed. So.
I'm glad to hear that, Gary. I hope it all worked out for you.
Well, it really did. And, you know, you got me started. That's all I'm saying. But I got to. No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I lost you that last sentence. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I just was saying I loved your music when I was growing up. Spiders and Snakes was probably just one of the most fun songs ever. And that's your style. You just have this way of writing music and telling stories, right?
Yes, that's exactly what I like to do. Basically, what I do is I play my guitar and tell stories. And so I was never a vocalist type singer. So I'm kind of an interpreter. You know, it's not, if you listen to, here's how I sing. I remember when Mary Lou said, "You want to walk me home from school?" I said, "Yes, I do." Now, there may be some singing in there somewhere, but that's kind of what I did. I sort of talk song, you know,
well,
kind of a talk singer.
I think every boy and young lady so identified with that song. And come on, these are stories of your life, right? I mean, were you that boy?
Yes, I was. Absolutely. And you're right. I think we a lot of us were that boy. You know, we were all kind of experimenting a little bit and curious about each other and all of that. You know, back in the day when we were youngsters.
When we were youngsters and actually played outside with spiders and snakes, you don't see that anymore, do you?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And some of us were fortunate enough to go down with our girlfriend to a swimming hole, in Spiders and Snakes. Yes.
Well, wonderful. And I know you took that career and almost flip-flopped. I don't know. Did you get away from writing those songs when you ended up on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour? What did you do for them?
Well, believe it or not, I was their writing supervisor. And I love to write. And I, for some reason, I sort of got it. I knew what was required for those guys to be able to be confident enough to step out there and do those shows. And of course, you know, you have to put a little team together and everybody has to come up with stuff. And then you have to straighten it all out, figure it out, give it to the boys, have them hate it, and talk them into doing it, and then you do the show.
Well, they
it was a lot of fun.
I would imagine it was. They were very innovative in their time, and I guess a lot of that credit would have to go to you and your team behind the scenes saying, how do we stay contemporary? How do we stay not quite going over the line, which is what many people wondered about them, right?
Yeah, because they don't necessarily want to go over the line, but they sure as hell want to get up to that line. You know what I mean? They're a couple of guys with a real honest to goodness sense of fun, and I was a fortunate boy to be a part of this team of people who were doing their television there for a couple of years.
All right,
and it was thrilling. Is all I can tell you. Absolutely thrilling. Tommy is as funny as he is. He could also be pretty demanding, and I like that because he kept the quality of the material up all the time. You know.
Yeah.
Well, that's important. You know. It needs to actually be funny.
Exactly. Well, you know how to write the comedy into the songs. I could imagine what you were doing behind the scenes with the Smothers Brothers. Hey, let me ask you, though. You were really one of the true innovators and instigators, if you will, of Branson becoming the ultimate tourist destination. How did you end up in Branson?
I was booked into a theater there,
mm-hmm.
And so that gave me a chance to kind of see what the place was, and all of that. And mm-hmm. and the first thing I noticed was that I said to myself, if I play this place, I don't have to work the road. The road comes here.
Right.
And I got me a theater, and I was in Branson for 30 years.
I know, 30 years, and you were one of the headliners that folks lived to go see. It's just an amazing career, and I would imagine you love doing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a real pleasure, when it comes to what I do, I'm pretty much a workaholic about it, and so if somebody says to me, you're going to have to do this 6 days a week or 7 days a week or whatever it is, there was a while that I did shows 7 days a week, two shows a day, because we just had that kind of a number of people to work with,
mm-hmm.
and I loved every minute of it. You're just playing your guitar and talking, for God's sake. I mean, how hard is that? You know, so it was I don't even know how to explain what a pleasure it was to get up in the morning and drive over to the theater and start kind of checking things out and making sure we were ready for the evening and all of that. Just an absolute pleasure.
Well, so
and that went on for 30. That went on for 30 years, and it was a lot of fun every single time I did it.
All right, so now you have this agreement with Time Life, and they're reissuing your music. What you're doing that, but are you on the road now? What's going on with your life?
Well, I would have to say that yes, I am on the road, but I'm back in my home state of Florida.
Hmm.
I'm really not too far from where I was born, and I guess I'm semi-retired. I do road work. I go out and play dates, but I don't do the road work as heavy as I used to. So you might say I'm kind of in a
I guess the semi-retired is good, but
I'm doing the same things I did. I just don't do them as much.
Well, that makes sense. But, hey, Florida's not a bad place to be, whether you're semi-retired or not. What's that?
I said I could say that about everything in my life.
Mm.
I do it, but I don't do it as much.
Well, that certainly makes sense. So any new albums or any new music you've been working on for some time that you are getting ready to share with us?
Well, I'm always trying to come up with something that might be fun to do. I don't really at this stage of my life, I'm not so sure I'm going to pick up another record contract. But for my live performances, it's a lot of fun to try and come up with ideas I'm just trying to think of a little piece of something I could tell you.
I think you just ought to update My Girl Bill for the 21st century is what you ought to do.
Yeah. When it comes to making love, I really must confess I have the standard repertoire, but I've been known to take requests.
There you go.
Oh, there's one. There's one.
That's awesome. Jim Stafford, a pleasure talking with you. Love your music. We're just, I think when I'm finished with this, we're going to have to play Spiders and Snakes for my audience this morning who may not know
great.
What it was. So I was explaining you to my wife, and she goes, Spiders and Snakes? What song is that? I said, it's a pleasure. Pure pleasure. So.
Yeah, you spring. That's an interesting one to spring on somebody.
It is, but everybody gets a smile on their face, and isn't that what entertainment's all about? All right.
Well, I'm a fortunate man, and it's good talking to you.
Well, good talking to you. Thank you so much, Jim. You have a great day, and look forward to meeting you someday.
Same here.